The American agriculture industry has a problem. Each year, fast-growing high-tech food and agribusiness companies are adding more jobs than there are qualified college graduates to fill them. That's left the industry with an uncertain future. Harvest Public Media's Luke Runyon has more.
When Colorado State University student Aubrielle Jones tells her friends she's studying agriculture, she sometimes gets a puzzled look.
Oh, you're learning about corn, right? Oh, you're learning about how cows eat. Things like that.
But it's way more than that. Just check out her major.
My major is agricultural literacy. I have a minor in global and environmental sustainability, and then another minor in agricultural resource economics.
It's a mouthful. But it's a combination of degrees that likely sets Jones up for a pretty easy job hunt when she graduates in the spring. See, graduates with agricultural degrees are in high demand, and will be for the foreseeable future.
I mean, it's very encouraging. Yeah, most definitely. And I think it's amazing that those numbers are rising, and so that gives more opportunities.
A recent report from Purdue University and the U.S. Department of Agriculture shows there'll be close to 60,000 jobs opening up in ag and food sectors each year for the next 5 years. But here's the problem. There's not enough grads like Jones to fill them. The report projects about 2 open jobs for every qualified graduate.
Our students in animal science, some of them have 2 and 3 job offers when they leave.
Kevin Pond directs CSU's Department of Animal Science. He says part of the problem is perception. Young people just don't think of agriculture as a growing field or an area with sunny job prospects. Students, even at this land-grant university, are increasingly urban. Most don't come from a farm background.
The truth is, in animal science, it's 80% female. It's 90% urban, and our new minority is a white male from a rural background. Crazy to think.
There's still the stereotype of the farmer in manure-covered overalls driving an old tractor, Pond says. Helping prospective students see ag as a modern, potentially lucrative field of study is part of the school's sales pitch. The jobs opening up are highly skilled, and a lot of times they're at Fortune 500 companies. They're in marketing, food safety, plant science, and veterinary medicine.
It's no longer menial labor that is at a low salary. Their salaries are going up and up and up because of the scarcity.
Agriculture programs at land-grant universities are focusing on science in a bid to stay relevant, Pond says, even as it takes fewer people to run farms and ranches.
Well, if you have 1% of your population is feeding the other 99%, if we're relying on that pool to fill our classrooms, we're going to be a dying college.
I think recruitment is a problem.
Krista Harden is second in command for the U.S. Department of Agriculture. She says private companies need to do a better job wooing students and working with public universities. And she says part of the problem in filling these jobs is where they are. Many recent college grads look to major cities for their first jobs, Harden says, not rural Illinois, for example.
Even our mega big agribusinesses are often in smaller cities and in rural locations, and the jobs they have may be out in a grain elevator or a buying point or a smaller city. And so how do you attract young people?
CSU senior Aubrielle Jones says she's already being recruited, but her passions are in local food and organic agriculture. So when food giants like Tyson or Conagra come knocking...
Honestly, I feel like the businesses and industries that have come to me are ones that I'm not particularly interested in. They're mostly like the large ag industries and things like that.
That mismatch in values is part of what's leaving big food companies with vacant jobs, even as food remains a hot topic. Those same friends who think all she does is study corn, over the years at CSU, they've come around.
The thing that I really noticed about my friends over the past couple of years is that they're becoming way more interested in the food that they're eating than they were at the beginning.
It'll take a lot more of those friends turning a casual interest in food into a degree in agricultural science to eventually fill the gap. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.
That story comes to us through our partnership with Harvest Public Media. More information at harvestpublicmedia.org.